Even though the whole idea behind writing this book was to shift the focus from the individual to the context and system in which we work, we cannot remove the individual altogether. The organization is, after all, made up of humans. Quirky, peculiar, and perfectly human humans. With the advent of AI, we need to stop referring to the human factor as something negative. Moving forward, we need to consider the human factor as an extraordinary asset, something which, in all frankness, should always have been the case. It's the human factor that will set our organization apart. Our humans will be the ones able to create and produce things that AI will not yet be capable of. We need to be able to release our inner motivation and peculiarity. All the high-performing teams I have had the privilege to work with have had one thing in common: a positive attitude and a good team vibe. Of course, it's not all about having fun. There is more involved in creating a great team than simply cramming a bunch of happy extroverts into a room. That's what makes group dynamics so interesting. In my experience, teams with predominantly introverted people and a penchant for sarcasm can still have a collectively positive, outward-looking nature. Don't underestimate the power of humor. My observation is that the ability to have fun at work, and humor is an essential ingredient, allows for a wider range of emotions and opinions to be displayed without getting stuck in bickering or resentment. When we can let our guard down, we are open to more input and ideas. These high-performing teams also had a collective sense of responsibility, which in turn created a sense of urgency. If a team does not feel, or is deprived of, responsibility for its own success, they will not feel responsible for any failure either. This could, for example, be a dependency on another team or department with a completely different set of priorities. If work gets stuck in these dependencies and a deadline is missed, neither team is likely to feel responsible for the failure. Creating an environment for empowered teams, as well as empowered individuals, is a key to unlocking performance. When reading literature on motivation, it's easy to think that inner motivation is the only true form, that inner motivation and passion is the only road to expertise, success, and happiness. While passion is a potent source of inner drive, we still need a bit of that boring structure. Otherwise, in the extreme, we become lust-driven or obsessive. Without the concepts mentioned under structure the work, companies will have difficulty reaching their goals. Even though I maintain the importance of having the ability to say no to customers and stakeholders, it's usually their demands that push product developers to get concrete and actually deliver something useful. We need that external motivation. Otherwise, we may become professional navel-gazers, producing perfect stuff that no one else is interested in. In the end, it doesn't matter if our team has innovated the most energy-efficient, user-friendly, and aesthetically pleasing toaster. If the company is invested in solving tomorrow's need for eco-friendly artificial fertilizer,